Good morning. Thank you. We've been a couple of days been discussing the quality of the materials for Chanukah that's necessary, that the oil, the wax, and the wick. We'll get more to the wick later, but there is a slight interruption in the halacha which says, "V'lo yaseh mishavah shel batei avdei kuchavim." We shouldn't be using wax that has been used in the service of idolaters. Mishum demi'is, because it is what's ma'us, because it is disgusting, repulsive, revolting, all sorts of words we can imagine. We get the sense. But it's odd, because you would have thought it would say mashum da'asu, because it's forbidden. So we're clearly not talking about wax that was used in the service of idolatry. It wasn't used for service, it was just used in the service of idolaters. And in the Mishnah Berurah, it details candles that were used to just illuminate the room where people worship, or to light up the seat so they can read from their liturgy, as being problematic because it's repulsive. And my first instinct on seeing this is, obviously it's revolting to use, or not, revolting might be too strong a term, but obviously it's repulsive, it's ma'us to use candles that have been used in the service of idolaters for our religious purposes. But on reflection, it's actually quite strange, because for many faiths and traditions in the world, it is an inimitable signal of pride to transform foreign faiths into so-called truths, to take that of other faiths and transform it into your worship. There are synagogues and shuls that have been turned into churches, churches that have been turned into mosques, mosques that have been turned into churches, all as a claim to superiority. So the suggestion that we would think, let's take something that we've used in the service of foreign worship and convert it to truth. Why would that be ma'us? And it strikes me that this is part of the culture of the festival of Chanukah, particularly, and generally Jewish thought, that we actually don't celebrate the imperial persuasion of conquest. We celebrate the pure expression of natural faith. And Chanukah is not about conquest. It's about repelling and repulsing the imperial powers of the time, to show that we have the natural expression of our faith, which is why perhaps it appears in the context here, where we're looking for a pure flame. We want the purest wicks, the purest oil, the purest candle, the purest wax, to exhibit the purity of our faith.